القعده ذو الحجه محرم رجب الله has made these four months sacred. Allah has made these four months sacred. ذو القعده ذو الحجه محرم رجب.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. MashaAllah, viewers of Madani Channel, once again we say marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum. We welcome one and all in this beautiful episode. The name of the silsila, or this silsila which we are doing so far, it is called the Ashhurul Hurum, the sacred months, the sacred months, the four sacred months. Alhamdulillah, we've covered so far some beautiful Madani pearl regarding the importance of these sacred months, the benefits of these sacred months, the significance of these sacred months, the opportunities which Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal bestowed upon us. And to continue from where we left, today we are going to specify one of these sacred months. Allah, behold, it is none other than the month Dhul-Hijjah. Dhul-Hijjah. This month Dhul-Hijjah, we are going to look in depth and try to cover some asrar, some fine points regarding this month, and some important points regarding the month of Dhul-Hijjah. How to conduct ourselves in the month of Dhul-Hijjah. How to behave in the month of Dhul-Hijjah. How we welcome the month of Dhul-Hijjah. How we separate with the month of Dhul-Hijjah. What is it all about the month of Dhul-Hijjah? What is the meaning of Dhul-Hijjah? What are deeds recommended in Dhul-Hijjah? Before I go any further, allow me to interject and to introduce and to clarify and to elucidate the misconception which people they have got nowadays, that whenever they hear about the month of Dhul-Hijjah, they only think about the Hujjaj, the people who are going for Hajj, the pilgrims, those pilgrims who are going to perform pilgrimage. It is not only that, viewers of Madani Channel. This month they've got to do with them also as the people who are not going for Hajj. All we are alike. The blessings which we got, of course, these people, at least they've got a daraja, but at the same day, at the end of the day, each and every one of us have got a share in this beautiful, auspicious month of Dhul-Hijjah. It is the month of Allah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, the Hujjaj, they've got high darajat. And also for us also, there is no need to lose hope or to despair. The blessing of this month, if we follow it nicely, the teachings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we end up also trying to get some rewards from this auspicious month. Henceforth, it is for all the Muslimin, not only to specify the Hujjaj. Rather, this Hujjaj, they are special, of course, because they've undergone and they visited the house of Allah, Rabbul Izzatul Jalal. But I am saying that this is the month which have got to do with each and every one of us. Each and every one of us will have got a share from this particular month, yani the month of Dhul-Hijjah. Now, without wasting much of your time, allow us now to go to in-depth of the month of Dhul-Hijjah. As we said, that the topic is what? The broad topic, it is the Ashhurul Hurum, the sacred months. Wherein we are dealing with the sacred months, but today we are going to specify one month, which is the month of Dhul-Hijjah. We are going to talk about it, we are going to elucidate and, you know, to elaborate further on this month of Dhul-Hijjah. So today's episode, we are going to only on what is Dhul-Hijjah. The month of Dhul-Hijjah, هو شهر ثاني عشر من سنة القمرية. We will say Dhul-Hijjah is the 12th month of the lunar calendar, of the Islamic calendar, or according to the Hijri calendar. When you talk about the Hijri calendar, we're talking about the Islamic calendar. So the month of Dhul-Hijjah, the first thing we need to know is that it is the 12th month, which is the last month of the year of the Hijri calendar. That is the second month of the Ashwarul Hurum, of this sacred month. And also it is the last in as far as the months of the Hajj is concerned. The months of Hajj, there are three. The months of Hajj, inshallah, which I will explain later. So the last one, it is Dhul-Hijjah, the month of Dhul-Hijjah. As we said, that it is about knowing this month in depth and knowing it very, very, very well. The month of Hajj, we are knowing the Tabda, it begins the first day of Shawwal. Then this Hajj story start to be put in place. The rituals of Hajj will then finish with the 10th day of the Hijjah. This is the rituals of Hajj. They will be taking place in this short period of time. 9th of the Hijjah, Wukuf bil Arafah will take place. That is important ritual of Hajj, which I will explain later, inshallah. The intention for this episode, it is not to go into fiqh matters or to tackle the high matters, or only just to give us the history, the in-depth of Hajj. How is it going about? How to go about Hajj? How must we prepare? How must it's sacred? And, you know, just here we're just touching, inshallah. We're just touching here and there so that we can just, have got to explain. So the 9th of the month of Dhul-Hijjah, that's when wukuf at Arafah will take place. So now, after knowing now what is the month of Dhul-Hijjah, let us give a brief history. If you want to understand something, understand it together with its history. So as a brief history, we will say that the month of Dhul-Hijjah in the days of Ayyamul Jahiliyyah, how were the Arabs valuing this month? How were they what were they doing in this month? The month of Dhul-Hijjah in the pre-Islamic time, what the Arabs used to do, they used to do a business fair. They used to have a business fair. And there were two markets which were common those days. Souq al-Uqad and Souq al-Majaz. The market of Uqad and the market of Majaz. And this all were being done in these sacred months. And the Arab, they used not to violate the rights, so-called rights which they used to set, but they used to respect these 2 months greatly. You know, rather for them to quarrel, for them to fight one another, rather for them to have grudges and all this, they used to substitute and start to do things which will bring them together, like having fair trading in this month of the Luqa'ada and the month of the Dhul-Hijjah. So this is how they used to do. But the lesson which we are learning is that they used to respect these 2 months, especially the Luqa'ada and the Dhul-Hijjah. They used not to fight one another. They used not to quarrel with one another. No any fighting was allowed in these months. No any ill feeling, harboring animosity in this month. They used to value it. They used to revere it. The month of the Luqa'ada and the Dhul-Hijjah. And to trace it further, now, Shahru Dhul-Hijjah fil Islam. I did give you a brief explanation of this month in the days of ignorance. Now, let us try to look at it after the advent of Islam. Now, in the annals of Islam, how does Islam value this month of Dhul-Hijjah? Viewers of Madani channel, words can fail me to explain how Islam put this month on a high esteem. Kafa, bisharaf. It is enough to mention as a virtue that Allah selected this month that a Hajj must take place. People must use this month to visit Allah's house. That is enough to make us understand the honor and the maqam of this month of Dhul-Hijjah. Ameen bijahi nabil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram, Rajab. Allah has made this for sacred. Allah has made these four months sacred. Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram, Rajab.